What's up, wrestling fans? Welcome to episode number 295 of the Smark Out Moment Smack Talk podcast. I'm your host, as always, Tony Mango, and this is the Hot Tags edition of the week, where I'll be breaking down some of the current events, rumors, news, gossip, and everything else that went down over the past couple of days in the world of professional wrestling. First things first, how you all doing? Make sure you let me know in the comments below. Not only that, but what you think about what we're going to be talking about today, all those topics, just weigh in on them in the comments section. If you're on iTunes and Stitcher, there is no comments section, but at the very least, you should check the website and you should go to the comments section there. Weigh in your opinions about whatever we got to talk about and, you know, kind of keep the discussion going that way. So this week is one of those kind of slow news weeks where we don't really have a whole lot of juicy topics to talk about. And it's a lot of just miscellaneous stuff, so this is going to be a pretty quick episode. But I promise that later on we're going to have a much longer edition of our main event, which is going to be the mailbag for July. I know we already have at least 40-something questions that have been sent in, so awesome. Thank you for sending those in, everybody. So what's not going to be a lengthy hot tags is going to be more than made up for when we do like an hour and a half, two-hour version of the mailbag or so. And I'll let you know some information about the week after that, where things are going to be a little bit strange and a little bit changed up, but nothing drastic, you know. We'll get to that in a little bit, but let's talk about some of these random little topics that we got going on here. Man, it was tough to try to figure out what I would call this episode, because nothing's big enough, and I ended up going with this Brock Lesnar story. I might as well get it out of the way. There are rumors that Brock Lesnar is going to be returning to UFC after his WWE contract ends, which is supposed to be WrestleMania next year. And maybe that's one of the reasons why they want him to carry that title onto WrestleMania, because maybe that'll sort of be one of those negotiating tactics of like, well, you are our champion going in. But not knowing too much about the situation, I would think that that would almost be a backfiring, because that would sort of be like, all right, well, you clearly need me more than I need you, and I need more money. And then WWE will be like, well, we really do need you, so fuck, here's a dump truck full of money. Just stay here, you know? But we have heard this story in the past of Brock Lesnar wanting to do UFC, and then he caves and he continues to work out a deal with WWE. So it definitely might be a negotiating tactic, but it's still worth talking about. There are also reports that this is completely untrue. But essentially what this boiled down to was Meltzer and a few other people had said, mostly it seems like it's Meltzer, and then people just saying like, yeah, Meltzer said that, and I agree, that he was re-entering the USADA testing pool, which has, I think it was a five-month window where you would have to enter that, and they would have to kind of regulate, you know, test you a bunch of different times and everything, and he would be able to fight in December. I don't know too much about this kind of stuff, so that'd be nice for, you know, Wego to kind of join in and stuff like that. We'll have to ask him what he thinks about the situation, but from my understanding, that's how it would go, and it makes sense at that point that Brock Lesnar would do his whole, you know, April, when is WrestleMania? April 2nd, I think, or March 30-something or other. I'm going to look that up in the meantime, because that might play a little bit of a factor in the mix there. When we think about the future of WrestleMania, we know that Brock Lesnar is going to be a part of it, no matter what. Like, he's, even if he wasn't a champion, if he loses it at SummerSlam, you know he's going to be a part of the next couple pay-per-views going forward, and they're going to make him a big deal. And it's just a matter of, does he go in as the champion? Does he go in challenging the champion? Or does he get a high-profile match? It is going to be April 8th is WrestleMania next year. So, you know, April 8th, he does his thing. He loses the title, or he loses to whoever he's going to lose to, and then skips off and starts doing the USADA stuff. And a couple months later, he can fight for UFC. That's what it seems to be. But it could be total bullshit. And the rumors are saying that UFC wants him to fight John Jones, who I, of course, know nothing about because I'm not an MMA guy like that, but apparently he is an ex-light heavyweight champion, which makes zero sense to me because Lesnar sure as fuck is not a light heavyweight. And if that's who they want him to fight, how? You know, Lesnar's not going to be, like, cutting all the weight to go down to that limit, and if he's not, then the other dude's going to have to somehow become a heavyweight? I doubt it. So that makes me think more than anything that this is probably bullshit. And that Lesnar might have said something of like, yeah, I think I might go to UFC just to get a better contract the next time with WWE. But whether he does go to UFC or not, it means that WWE is not necessarily his top priority. It's money. And at that point, WWE needs to stop booking him as the guy. So I'm really hoping that maybe this plays into SummerSlam's booking a little bit. We got confirmation tonight on Raw that it is going to be a fatal four-way. So all three people that could potentially win the match other than Brock Lesnar are people that I'm down for. I'd like to see all three holding that Universal Championship. And if I had my pick, I would probably go with Roman Reigns, actually. You know, he's got that heel heat, even though he's not a heel. So just go with the flow, you know, whatever. But I'd be cool with Samoa Joe winning it too. Although, in my mind, Samoa Joe is better off fighting like Dean Ambrose and such going forward. And who's to say that that wouldn't be a Universal Championship match anyway? I don't know. I'm getting around, speculating and bullshitting and stuff in my own brain right here. But the point being, if Lesnar is using this for a negotiating tactic, WWE should play a little hardball. And they should take that Universal title off of him and just say, like, yeah, we don't necessarily need you, dude. And if he's not doing it for that, and he actually is interested in UFC, then that's all the more reason for them to take the title off of him so that we don't have to have any kind of big investments on Brock Lesnar going forward. And he can still have a big match at WrestleMania. It could be him against Brock Lesnar versus Brock Lesnar. That's a great way to not depend on Brock Lesnar, right? Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman, I think, could still be a good, good match for WrestleMania 2018. And you put over Braun Strowman, and you have that be Brock Lesnar's last match if he wants it to be his last match. And then you just say, all right, good riddance. We've got Braun Strowman now. He can fill your spot. But that's something that we'll have to figure out over the next couple of months. We're probably not going to know anything about it until closer to WrestleMania. So keep your eyes on it, you know. But that's pretty much the biggest story that we've got going on this week. And a lot of other ones are just sort of, hey, isn't this kind of interesting? And admittedly, some of them aren't even really all that interesting, but I don't know. I'm going to pick a random one here. Let's go with blah, 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 blah. Let's go with WWE Tap Mania. It's a mobile game that's been released for iOS and Android. I have seen no footage of it. I do not care whatsoever about this one. I don't like these kind of games. It seems like it's sort of pointless. It's like you slap a WWE cartoon and you tap the screen a bunch of times. Oh, well. And I hate this thing about it. It's like cards. Everything is like cards now, but they're not cards. So why do they call them cards? Am I showing my age? Like, did turning 30 just make me an old man where I'm sort of like, well, back in my day, cards were actually cards, and you know, we would use them to play games like blackjack and is that what I'm doing with here? Because this whole thing of like a digital card seems so dumb to me. Maybe you like it though. Maybe you can explain it to me in another way. But that's what it seems like to me. It seems like it's just one of these things that you give to your kid to shut him up while you're in a waiting room. And I don't know. If you play it though and you like it, let me know what's happening with that. And obviously, I'm not the target audience when it comes to that kind of stuff, which is the same case when it comes to a couple new toy lines that are coming out with WWE. Over San Diego Comic-Con, we had a little bit of information for that, where Mattel and WWE has launched a toy line of girls' dolls and something called the Epic Moments line. The Epic Moments line is going to be a set of things like Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens with the Festival of Friendship stuff. So it's like the picture of Kevin Owens that they had done and, some of the some of the set dressing and everything like that. Another one's going to be the Hardy Boys returning in the ladder match at WrestleMania. So they come with the ladders and they come with the titles for the Raw Tag Team Championship. And the girls' line is essentially Barbie dolls, where they have like Bayley and Sasha Banks and Charlotte and Becky Lynch. And I don't think it's everybody. Like, I don't think that Emma got one. And I definitely don't think that like Dana Brooke and Nia Jax and a couple other people that haven't been around as long necessarily. But I do think that Alicia Fox did get one, and I think that both Bella Twins did, and Eva Marie, so that was kind of strange. I don't remember Alexa Bliss being on the list, but maybe I'm forgetting one or two. Either way, it's just like a Barbie doll set kind of stuff. And as I mentioned before, clearly I'm not the target audience for this, nor was I ever, because I was never a little girl. Despite whatever little insults people want to throw out when they disagree with my opinions on predictions and stuff like that. So without me being the target audience, what the hell does my opinion matter on the subject? I don't know. Who cares? I'm going to weigh in on it anyway. If I were a little girl, or if I had a little girl that was into wrestling, I think that would be good that she would have these other little figures, because even though they have the action figures, it's not quite the same. And I was somebody who used to play with action figures all the time as a kid. It was like my favorite thing to play with. I actually played with action figures more than I did video games. And of course, I played video games because video games are awesome. But there was something about picking up an action figure and being able to craft my own story that I used to just like really, really like. And whether it was Batman figures or Power Rangers or, Spider-Man, or of course, it was a lot of superheroes and stuff. But I had a huge amount of wrestling figures, too. I had one of the old school rings that had, like, the blue kind of ring apron where, like, you'd see a little cartoons of the people, like, throwing the popcorn and everything. And that got so much use out of it. And my figures used to break all the time. I'd have to hot glue them because it was like, well, that's the only way that their head will stay on. So then I couldn't move the head back and forth and all that. So the things like the Epic Moments line, if I was a little kid, I would think that that would be fantastic. And that's a totally different story from, like, the Barbie doll type stuff, which I never got into that type of toy as a kid. Because, like, you'd have, like, those style of figures of, like, G.I. Joes and stuff. And I would be like, well, they don't seem like they're, like, action-y, you know? But, hey, if you're playing, like, let's all have a house together and the Bella Twins are going to argue and it's going to be Total Divas, that kind of thing, then... You know, whatever. But I know a lot of people, even though they're adults, collect the figures and stuff. So, hey, something else to collect. Something else to waste your money on. That's a good way to make money from WWE, right? What else we have here? Of course, we have Paige and Alberto Del Rio were in the story headlines for this week. Of course. They always are. And it's negative stuff, because it always is. Alberto Del Rio has stepped down as president of, Combate Americas, sure, the MMA promotion that he was a part of, and this is supposed to be at least what they were referring to as, he's stepping down because he wants to focus more on wrestling. Sure he is. Suspicious timing with the way things are going on, plus the fact that Del Rio has that restaurant and was looking into ventures like this as a means of retirement from in-ring competition. Sure, he really wants to focus more on wrestling, huh? He gets a suspension from GFW, he's making an ass of himself constantly. This has to be a situation where the other people that were involved were like, yo, Del Rio, having you part of this is not a good thing for us. We thought that you would be somebody who would bring in some good attention, and you're bringing in a bad positive spin. So, can you, like, leave? And we can just say that you left because of other reasons instead of, like, your embarrassment. But then again, there's also Paige has other things going on. She could be charged with battery after her airport incident. And that is interesting in the sense that she's had two suspensions already. If she does have something happen like that, by the nature of WWE's rules, she would be fired. Unless they tried to do some kind of bullshit where it was like, well... No, we rearranged it, and she didn't really have a wellness policy violation. It was really something else, and we'll tolerate it for this one because we don't really want to fire her, that kind of thing. But she has been causing so many problems, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, that it would be better to just let her go. So over the next couple of weeks or so, or however long it's going to take for some kind of ruling to come about with that, we might see Paige get released. It's a very, very strong possibility. None of this stuff is ever good for anybody. No, nobody in WWE is looking at Paige's current problems and thinking, oh man, at least it's got people talking about WWE, because nothing is positive about it. But we do have something positive to talk about when it comes to Shane McMahon being able to survive helicopter crash landings. that happened this past couple of days, and did not expect to read that headline. But the most important thing about it, I think, well, the fact that, you know, everybody was safe and all that was, I thought this was fantastic. Rusev tweeted out, when you don't respond to my videos, you land in the ocean. And I thought that was hilarious. We're going to talk about that a little bit on the mailbag, so I'm going to save a little bit of that information for later on in this week. But hey, that was something that happened this week. Shane McMahon was involved in a helicopter crash landing. Or, well, it wasn't really necessarily a crash landing. It was like an emergency landing from what I can read with the different reports and stuff. But hey, it's still something I wouldn't want to go through. And I saw like one quick gif of him like at like a press conference or something. And he was just kind of standing there, just kind of like, yeah, happened. I'm Shane McMahon. You know, which is kind of cool. This is another funny kind of story. The Raw Women's Championship belt apparently had to be shortened to fit Alexa Bliss because she's too tiny. 5 feet of fury. She needed to have a shortened belt. Aw, isn't that cute? There's really nothing to say about that. I just think it's kind of interesting. Let's talk about the Mae Young Classic. Taylor Wilde from TNA, if you believe her story, which I see no reason why not to, she said that she was going to be competing in that, but she had an injury, and that prevented her from being able to actually compete, because given the two options, it's like, well, you know, you can come out of retirement and compete with an injury if you're cleared, or you can stay retired. And she opted to stay retired, but that would be kind of interesting. For the little bit that I had seen of Taylor Wilde in TNA, I thought that she was pretty decent, so it would have been kind of cool to see her in WWE in some capacity. But if she is retired, wouldn't have been a major thing. It would have been just sort of like a one-time deal. It still would have been kind of fun for her, though, I'm sure, to be like, you know, I finally did wrestle for WWE. So that's a shame that it didn't happen. But man, I've been checking over these reports of just the Mae Young Classic not really going over all that well. And I don't want to spoil anything from the tapings and stuff, but I feel a little bit underwhelmed. And knowing that there could have been some more people that could have been involved, like, I still think that Thea Trinidad should have, but hey, they're throwing her into NXT. That's cool. Fine with that. And I still think that it should have been at least one spot dedicated to an old performer like Victoria. So if they were going to bring Taylor Wilde in, they were at least looking at some other people. And Deonna Purrazzo, I know, was one of them. And, oh God, I can't remember some of the other names. But they had a couple of people that were alternates. And maybe some of the alternates were kind of swapped out or something. But hey, we got like weeks and weeks until that starts airing, right? So we'll see what happens and whether or not we miss Taylor Wilde not being a part of it. But if we're talking about different things happening with that whole side of like NXT and stuff, we got to talk about a possible injury to Buddy Murphy. He suffered an ankle injury at an NXT live event recently, but nothing really has been clarified yet as whether or not that's going to be like a serious injury or if that's something that, you know, he just kind of tweaked it. They took him into the back and then he's kind of healing up a little bit or something like that. But he hasn't been doing much in NXT. He's been only doing the live events. So if he is injured, unless he was one of the people that they were planning on bringing up to do this Breezango story, then I don't think it's really going to make that much of a difference because he and Wesley Blake probably aren't going to team back up. And even if they are, there's other options and stuff. So not the end of the world. I mean, obviously, we wish that he doesn't get some kind of an injury because why be a dick and wish that upon somebody? But I can't imagine that this would really have that much of an effect on anything with NXT TakeOver or with SummerSlam or really just even regular episodes of NXT going forward. Doesn't seem like he was really factored that much into the plans. And they've got plenty of people that can work the live events and fill in his spot. So hopefully, again, he's not injured. And even if he is, I doubt you're going to be hearing too many stories about it. So we have two more hot tags to talk about here. One thing is that I always try to give you guys a little bit of my thoughts on whatever the most recent thing that is after Monday Night Raw. And this week it was Table for Three Talking Shop with Renee Young, Lita, and Corey Graves. With the see it and skip it type of model, I almost always go with see it because in my mind it's like 20 minutes long or so, and if you have the time to put it in the background, then it's more interesting than if you didn't. But I have to kind of also say that this one, I have no takeaways. There wasn't anything interesting in this for me. And if you guys like these people more than I do, then maybe there's something more that you can connect to. I do like Corey Graves. I do like Renee Young a whole lot. Renee Young's my favorite out of the three. And Lita. But I didn't find any of their stories all that interesting. It was basically them talking about how they like to go see bands. and then they ended it. And it's not my thing. I'm not even a big music kind of guy, so that wasn't even interesting for me to be like, oh, they like The Cure. That's pretty interesting that they like that. I would have thought that they liked somebody else. This did nothing for me. So I would actually go so far as to say you can skip this one, but it's not some kind of like vehemently opposed to it, just sort of like, this is an awful episode or whatever. It's not awful. It's just, for my personal taste, it wasn't all that interesting. So see it if you can. Skip it if you don't want to. You're not going to miss anything. And the last hot tag that I have here is some reports that three people have left Global Force Wrestling: Magnus, Matt Morgan, and Davey Richards. Now, before everyone starts going, oh my god, they're going to NXT, they're going to pop up on the next set of tapings and stuff, it doesn't necessarily seem to be the case, at least for two of them. Matt Morgan left because he was working weekend tapings for GFW, but they moved to weekdays, and that interferes with his 9-to-5 job. No idea what that 9-to-5 job is, by the way. I'm hoping that it's not something bad. Davey Richards has said that he wants to be a doctor. He's a paramedic now, and he's going to med school. And that obviously is a huge commitment, and it's a better job in the long run than working for Global Force Wrestling. So that sort of takes out wrestling out of the equation. And you know what? If he's going to be working towards that kind of a career, that's very admirable. Nick Aldis, on the other hand, Magnus, might actually be in contention to come to WWE. We know that Mickie James is in WWE, and they are a couple. So there doesn't seem to be any info on like conflicting interests that he wouldn't want to go to WWE or that they wouldn't be interested or so. Because I would have to imagine Magnus is good enough that they would at least be somewhat interested in putting him in NXT, right? And that's where I would assume that he would go. I can't imagine him going straight to the main roster. You put him in NXT, he becomes another one of those guys that, you know, you see how he works. You keep him into the company for a while. If he's really popular, you boost him up. If not, he sticks in NXT. And you see how everything plays out. But no reports have indicated that that's necessarily the case. He could just as easily work a different job, or he can just do random indies, or he can go to Ring of Honor, or he can go to Lucha Underground, or he can go to New Japan, or who knows. But I would personally like to see him in NXT. I think that he could do pretty well over there. He's one of the few guys that I like. Over the past couple of years, I've looked at the TNA roster and I've been like, oh man, that guy's getting wasted there. Magnus was a dude that I thought could have been much better in WWE. So I would sign off on that 100%. If he does pop up in NXT, I would assume that it would probably be sometime over the next couple of tapings, which will happen after TakeOver Brooklyn. And if not, then, you know, best of luck in his future endeavors. So, hey, look at that. We're at like 23 minutes or so. This is almost basically as the length of a normal episode. I rambled long enough to be able to do that. And you're probably sitting there wondering, why the fuck did you talk so long about a toy line and shit? But it is what it is. And as I mentioned before, leave your comments below and tell me what you think about all this kind of stuff. And I will weigh in if, you know, anybody poses any questions and stuff like that. But this is going to be a weird sort of week and a half, 2 weeks sort of that we're working on right now. Because next week, I am not going to be around and I'm not going to be having my equipment to do all of my stuff. So I'm going to be recording episode 296 and all of that content on this weekend. And that means that from tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and potentially Saturday, if I record it on Saturday, maybe I'll record it on Friday, I don't know. Whenever I do the hot tags this weekend is going to be over these next couple of days. And then more than likely we'll end up getting some crazy hot tags that carry off into next week, but I'll carry that into the week after that and whatever. And we are that week also going to be having a Sporkle quiz that'll pop up that'll record well in advance. And that'll, you know, I don't know when I'm going to actually publish that kind of stuff, but stay tuned for that. Next thing that you're going to be hearing, of course, is the Ask Him and all the IWC outreach stuff, which should be coming up Tuesday afternoon at some point. And this week, of course, I mentioned before, the main event is going to be our mailbag questions. So between the big addition of the mailbag and the fact that we just did all the predictions for Battleground and the coverage for Battleground and stuff, still getting a decent amount of content, but we'll see what ends up working with next week after everything is tied up with the mailbag and all that stuff. So stay tuned for all this kind of stuff. And if you want to be aware of when any of these videos come up, the best thing to do is hit that subscribe button and then you click that bell icon and click off that you want the notifications. Once you check that, then you'll, you know, get notifications. That's how it works. And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Smarkout Moment. Check the website for all the website content that happens outside of the YouTube space. And fanboysanonymous.com is another thing too. And blah, 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 blah. You guys know the score by now. Do all that kind of stuff. Have some fun. Take care. Spay and neuter your pets. I don't know. Time to end the recording. I will see you next time, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode. This has been another Smarkout Moment, and I'm being counted out.